Get ready, everyone. Let's go where the pros go for wholesale flowers and more. This is a special two-part episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast, and today I can't wait to share some secrets about your wedding flowers. That's coming up next on the Wedding Planning Podcast. Our friends at Zola are reinventing the wedding registry and planning process to make the happiest moment in couples' lives even happier. To join over 500,000 couples who have used Zola and claim a $50 registry credit, visit zola.com/WPP. That's zola.com/WPP. Enjoy the show. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to this very special two-part episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast, where I'm taking you behind the scenes at a floral wholesaler. Thank you so much for tuning in. I have so much awesome information to share with you today. And quickly, before we get started, you can view behind the scenes photos, videos, a ton of my notes by visiting weddingplanningpodcast.co/flower. All right. So today we are going to be focusing all about your wedding flowers. And this episode is really designed for those of you listening who are doing or are considering doing a portion of your flowers and your decorations for your big day yourselves. So DIY flowers, you can do a whole bunch of different degrees of DIY. You can take a little help and you can still save some money off that final bill using some of the tips that I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to take you shopping and I'm going to fill you in on my very best advice for doing wedding flowers minus the pricey professional florist. I want to share some quick background on where I am and why. We're going to take a tour of a wholesale flower business that is open to the public. Now, as many of you know, I am located in San Diego, and this specific spot where I'm visiting is located on Metro Street in Linda Vista, right at the foot of the University of San Diego for anyone local. And listen carefully here. Most major cities in the US are going to have something similar that is open to the public. I'll mention it later on in the show again, but I would definitely encourage you to locate something similar nearby you. Go ahead and do a Google search, and all you need to type in the search bar is your city name and wholesale flowers. Or wholesale floral. So for example, Chicago wholesale flower or St. Louis wholesale floral, anything along those lines. And I'm very confident that you'll turn something up in a relatively close area to you that you can take advantage of. So without further ado, let's head in and I'll tell you more.
I'm going to go ahead and take you inside. I'm just getting out of my car and trying to get over the awkwardness of walking around a public space and talking to myself, which is always a little bit difficult. So bear with me as I warm up a little bit.
Walking into this flower warehouse is like being dropped into a wedding planning heaven. The space is enormous, with a concrete floor, decorations like beautiful bird cages, garlands, floating lanterns are strung up high over my head. To the left is all of the decor. Every kind of container, decorative box, vase, filler, specialty items like birdhouses, Eiffel Tower statues, bright elephants, enormous packages of seashells and pearls. There are candles. I have to stop myself. because we're going to go into all of that decor related stuff next week in part two. So I'm gonna stay on task today and let's get back to the flowers. Straight ahead and to my right, it's all about the flowers. Let's head into the walk-in cooler and I'll share with you some of my best DIY flower tips.
I have brought you guys into a 1,000 plus square foot refrigerator that I'm currently standing in. And let me share with you that it's freezing. There's lots of noise from the coolers, so that's what you're hearing in the background. And I brought you here today because this is such a priceless gem of a secret for wedding planning. And as I work with couples and talk with couples and interact with you via emails and online on social media, I'm always kind of surprised and shocked by how many of you don't know that this priceless resource is available to you. So let me back up a little bit and just explain what I mean by a wholesaler. A wholesaler is someone who is getting flowers directly from the farmers, and there is very, very little markup between the price they pay for the flowers from the farm and the price they charge to you to purchase the flowers. So we are talking very, very, very low frills. It's concrete floors, it's a warehouse setting. When you check out and pay for your flowers, they wrap them in newspaper. If you, for example, are getting roses, the roses come with thorns. They come with outer layers of petals that need to be removed. So again, the difference between this and a florist is that you are going to be doing some of the cleanup work and some of the legwork between picking up the flowers and then actually being able to set them up or present them on your tables or in your bouquets. So I'm going to take you through some flower tips for wedding planning. And if you have already decided to use a professional florist for your actual wedding, tune in and listen, because these tips could also apply to your bridal shower. You could get flowers here, save a ton of money off a professional florist bill. Okay, so let's go through some top layer, really valuable tips if you are considering doing some of your flowers on your own, maybe all of them on your own. The first thing I want you to consider is keeping your table arrangements just greenery. So you may have heard that Pantone's color of 2017 is actually called greenery. How perfect is that? So when you're designing and thinking about your centerpieces and your table decor and all the various other arrangements that are going to be set up, maybe at the church, on your cake table, think about and consider just using greens. Take the flowers out of the equation altogether. And what this is going to do is it's going to make things a lot easier on you. It's going to be a lot easier to arrange big lush stems of greenery than it would be to be arranging the actual flowers. Of course, it's going to be a lot more affordable. So for example, in the cooler, I'm looking at big humongous Tupperware tubs like you might find in your garage with your Christmas ornaments in them, but the tubs are full of greenery and some different types. There's a leather fern, which is $3 a bunch. Humongous bunch of beautiful lush fern greenery, $3. That's amazing. There's lemon leaf, which is very pretty, humongous green leaves. Those are $6 a bunch, so a little bit more expensive. But this is a humongous bunch of greenery. And if you went through, they have all sorts of different varieties. I can't name all of them. I'm not a flower expert, but greenery alone would be absolutely beautiful. And then you can rely on the other details on the table, like the napkins, the table settings, the placemats, the tablecloths. You can use kind of those elements to bring the color into your table, but using the greenery is going to be a really affordable way to keep the cost down when you're looking at that bill.
All right, so we're back in the studio. You guys, I thought it would be a good idea to record on site. I thought it would be really fun. And don't get me wrong, it was a lot of fun, but I did not consider all the logistics of recording a podcast episode with a giant refrigerator-sized generator blaring 10 feet from my head. And not to mention, it was freezing in that cooler. Let's head back to the studio, and I have 3 more essential tips for DIY wedding flower success to share with you right after a quick break. From honeymoon funds to exercise classes, the sky is the limit when you set up a totally free wedding registry through Zola. Zola is free, it's easy to use, and fun. Forget the traditional towels and toasters and let your imaginations go wild with possibilities for wedding gift ideas. Zola features over 500 top brands and 50,000 gifts, experiences, and cash funds available for couples to choose from. The group gifting feature lets guests contribute to big ticket gifts like travel, furniture, even a new car. And Zola doesn't stop at the wedding registry service. There's even more, including free wedding websites, customizable checklists, and an easy-to-use guest list manager. To claim your $50 registry credit, visit zola.com/WPP. That's zola.com/WPP. Back to the show. First tip for you in the chili blast cooler was to consider keeping it green. So consider using greenery only and save those pops of colors for your table. We talked about that. So moving on to my next tip for doing your own flowers, any degree of your own flowers, and this is important, keep it simple. Just like everything else about planning your wedding, I am huge about keeping it simple. Those big, elaborate bouquets that you see all over Instagram and social media and the wedding blogs, their featured weddings, I'll let you in on a hint. Those are not DIY bouquets for the most part. Don't get me wrong, some of them might be done by very talented brides who have put a lot of time and energy and practice into it. But for the most part, those elaborate bouquets and elaborate, humongous centerpieces, those are done by professional florists. So if you are considering doing this on your own, I really want you to keep it simple. Really take that to heart. That means choosing just 1 or 2 flower types and 1 or 2 colors, and that's it. It's going to be so much easier on you, and it's going to come together and look much more cohesive in the end if you really stick to simplicity. My next piece of advice is to really keep in mind your seasons. So what time of year is it? Inventory, especially when you're talking about flowers, is going to fluctuate huge based on what season you're in. So today, as I stood in that enormous walk-in refrigerator and looked around, the flowers that I saw and the flowers that you'll see on my behind-the-scenes photos, those are going to be very different than what I will find walking into that same cooler even a month or two from now. So flowers are very seasonal. And as you're planning your wedding, I know that sometimes your engagement lasts a year or even more. As you're planning, you might be sitting in the springtime and looking at all of these beautiful hydrangeas and poppies and peonies coming up a little bit later in the season. But if your wedding is in November, just keep that in mind, because those flowers, although they might be available in November, they're going to be a whole lot more expensive than they would be if you were to stick with what's in season at the time of your wedding. So do keep that in mind. ask at your wholesaler if you do, you know, find one near you and decide that this is something that you would like to do. Ask someone if they can arrange for a special order. So if you know that your wedding is coming up in November, you could maybe have a discussion with them about what types of flowers they get really in big bulk quantities in November and see if you could do some kind of special order where they reserved or set aside X amount of buckets of those flowers for you so that you're not stuck, you know, completely up in the air and guessing at what they're going to have available 6 months down the road. Another important thing to keep in mind with doing your own flowers is that I want you to experiment and really get hands-on. You have got to try it out. What looks perfect in your mind's eye and your imagination as you plan this out mentally might look very different once you get actual stems of flowers in your hands and you start arranging them. Now, I'm definitely not suggesting that you need to buy hundreds upon hundreds of stems and completely assemble multiple centerpieces, multiple bouquets and boutonnieres. Not at all. Just make sure that you take some of those flowers home. And for example, if you are going to be making your bridesmaids' bouquets and your bouquet out of roses, I want you to buy 2 dozen roses and take them home. See how long it takes for them to relax and open up. See how long it takes before they start to look wilted. A lot of these things, you have to take them home and let the flowers relax and open up and really give them some time. And you're not going to know exactly what that all looks like unless you spend the extra $20 or $25 to take it and really try it. This is a very important part of doing your own flowers. I know it's going to cost you a little bit extra money and some extra time, but trust me, it's going to be worth it in the long run. It would be really terrible to wait until the day or two before your wedding and go out and buy 400 roses thinking that you're going to have these big, huge rose blooms and then to take them home and realize that they're still tiny, tight little buds that actually needed 7 to 10 days to open up and get that really full, rich look. So trust me on this. Try out your vision with whatever type of flower it may be. Spend a little bit of money and do it up front just to make sure it's going to work and you're not going to leave yourself at the very end pinched for time and without any flowers. I don't want that to happen. Okay, so with that, I will wrap it up. I hope you found today's episode helpful. Like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, you can find behind the scenes photos. I took a ton of pictures. I have a panorama shot, some behind the scenes video footage of me at this flower wholesale warehouse. You can view all of that, all of my notes, and you can sign up for email recaps of the Wedding Planning Podcast. That's all at weddingplanningpodcast.co/flower. Be sure to tune in next week because I'm going to do part 2 of this special 2-part series. And next week, we're going to focus on all that good stuff I talked about earlier, all of the baskets and bird cages and statues and seashells and all of the decorations. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Wedding Planning Podcast. To sign up for our totally free engagement starter kit, visit weddingplanningpodcast.co/learn more. I packaged up 3 bonus episodes of the podcast that walk you through the very first steps of your wedding planning journey. Each bonus show is designed to minimize feelings of wedding overwhelm and maximize excitement as you and your partner will begin to see the wedding of your dreams take shape. That link again to sign up, and it's totally free, is weddingplanningpodcast.co/learn more. Thanks again for being here, and I'll talk to you next week. Cheers! Thank you.
Thank you.